Okay, good evening, everyone. Das Fila 93. We're talking about the silly things that Ovdei Avodah Zarah believe and how Tfila is supposed to correct that in one way or another. Let's see what we got here. Hold on. See all your faces. You could do that. Okay, great. Okay. Kirvasa Adam Laboris Baruch. Okay, he's a little bit wordy here. I apologize. It's not too wordy in this sefer, but this section appears to me to be a little wordy. But we'll go through it quickly. Ovdei Kochavim Mazalos Omrim Shaboris Baruch Nale Milahashkiach Chatzarche Adam. Ovdei Kochavim believe that God is too exalted to be involved with us. We did this paragraph at the end of the shiur last week. Right? And what he pointed out was that he wants us to be involved with him. Vizehu ritzono, this is what he wants. But more than that, and they botched this word in the optical text recognition, vizehu, the bolded, vizehu kivodo. Vizehu kivodo, and he's going to talk about that. That God, for some reason, decided that His kavod should come from us, little people, little ants that he created. That's where his kavod should come from, right? Margishu b'tfiloso, the second paragraph, as kirvas habore elav b'tchushas nochach. I feel when I'm davening to God like he's right before me. Yodea hugi karov Hashem l'chol korav. I'm supposed to imagine when I daven that God gives a darn. That's the hardest thing to believe, that God actually cares. That God actually cares. This is especially difficult to believe, that there's so many people in the world, and so many Jews in the world, and so many frum Jews who daven, and yet it matters if I speak to him. We have to try to remind ourselves of this. There are definitely times where we're not so in the mood to speak to him. There are definitely times where we forgot to daven Ma'ariv, and we get up in the middle of the night, and we get up to daven Shmoneh Esrei, and we're like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And does he care if I do this? And we're supposed to imagine that he is like a parent who said, to an older child, when you get home with the kids, call me to tell me you're okay. And then you never called. And then you remember an hour and a half later that you're supposed to text to say you got there okay. That's the way we're supposed to imagine when we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's like, ah, oh, my Elliot, my Sophia, my Stephen, my Tammy, my Mark, I was waiting for you. It doesn't, and you say, I don't understand. There were like thousands of minyanim already that took place. You got your tefillah for the night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, no, I was waiting to hear from you. Rikshos elu manbiyim es nafsho lihishtapech v'kisufei gagua nochach b'nei Hashem. This makes me want to. Part of my davening is to feel close to him, to feel that love, to feel that he cares, if I davened or not, right? Oved hu es bori es barach mitoch romamus hayedia shiriboi kvod shemayim habokeh ma'avodasim shel tachtonim shehem harechokim mimenu yisbarach. We serve with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the knowledge that the amount of kavod that comes to Hashem from our davening, those of us who are down here, Shehem HaRechokim Mimenu Yisbarach, who are very, very far from Him, right? Gadol Yoser MeHaKavod HaOlem Mishiras HaMalachim. It's a bigger deal than the Malachim talking to Him. That's what we have to recognize and we have to realize. It's a bigger deal. More kavod comes, because that's exactly the point. The kavod comes from the fact that you don't have to praise him, but you do. He's got all these heavenly things going on, and he created all that, and they sing to him, and they glorify him. But when I get up in my pajamas, and I put on a robe to say, at least I'm sort of whatever, and I put on slippers, and I get up in the middle of the night because I forgot to daven, that is greater kavod to him than when all the throngs of malachim are speaking to him. Yesod emunaso hu, shezohi kavanos habriya. The person who believes the following. This is what the world is about. Kvoda malchus ha'ola miklal habriya. That there's actually kavod for Hashem that comes from this physical world. Ba'avodaso mevate hu gilui ze. By serving him, I show this. Shekol ma'archos habriya vanivram kula misyachtim latachlas gilui kvod malchus ha'yisparach. That every little thing down here, that reveals the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh ha-gilui ha-bokeh ma'avodosim shal tachton. It's exactly the way it works. The lower I am, the less important my tefillah should be, the more important it is. Because even someone like me praises the Ribono Shel Olam. There are two aspects. We know there's this idea of going to a chacham. That if we really want something, the Gemara already tells us, it's not so strange to go to a Rebbe. It's not so strange to go to a Chacham. A Chacham may have a more direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we have. And a Chacham may be more effective at getting a yes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a typical person. Okay. But we don't only daven to him to get things. In fact, we're going to see in a moment that that's the way an Oved Avodah Zarah davens. An Oved Avodah Zarah davens to get stuff from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The primary reason why we daven is to acknowledge him. And the lower we are, the less we think of ourselves, the greater covet it is that even Penner talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Rebbe, of course the Rebbe's a big deal. Even an average Jew, everybody recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way he set it up. Ukedivrei HaGra, as the Gra said, Shamati me'aba mari hagon. This is the Gra's son talking, Avraham ben HaGra. I heard from my father, my teacher, the Gon, Zecher Tzadik, Kodesh Lebrach, etc. The Pasuk says in Yishayahu, Kol hanikra b'shmi ulichvodi barativ. Everything is called by my name and it was created for my kavod. Ha'umnam shamayim u'shmei shamayim lo yichal kaluhu. God is so expansive and great that the heavens can't contain him. Who wrote ze b'chvod hashfalim sheba'olam hashefel. At the end of the day, what does he desire? He wants the kavod of the lowest things in his world. V'chol ha'olamos ha'elyonim misham shem v'nosnim ma'or v'shefa le'elyon ha'tachton. And everything up there, and we're going to talk about this, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah worshipped the sun. What's so backwards about that is there, the sun is there for us so that we could worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sun is greater than us, but he's not looking for praise from the great things. He's looking for the great things to serve the small things so the smallest thing possible could praise him, could acknowledge him, could accept his malchus. Everything is there just to give kavod to his name. Gilu yichudo yisparach bokeh ma'avodas ha'tachtonim me'ha'adam ha'meruchak keviyachol mishleimus ha'elyonim. The person who is so far away from the kavod of the elyonim. That's where the greatest kavod comes from. Furthermore, he says, another mistake that the Avdi Avoda says. Avodas kochavim mazalos mevakshim memutza beinam lebore. Ovdei Avodas Kochavim, they want an intermediary. Gorem sheyakarev es makor hashpa elehem. I'm looking for something to get me what I want from God. I'm looking for somebody who's on the inside. Nitlim heim b'mareches hateva. So their tola, they tie themselves to the world of nature. Haruchaniim sheba, the more ruchani, like the planets, this and that, these things up there which are considered to be less earthy somehow. Shedarka mashpia habori yisparach ha-shifel ha-tachtonim. That through these things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring his good down here. Amnam b'yesod ha-avodah shal Yisrael munachas emuna. Part of the yesod of what we believe is she'ein ra'oy le'ovdam k'dei li'yosam emtza'im le'karvam elav. Don't worship the sun as an intermediary. Ela elav, to God alone, levad yechavnu ha-machshavos, v'yanuchu kol ma'ashe zulasa. Omek emunasenu, the depth of our belief is shirak la'adam, yesh esay cholas l'kariv is atzmo, v'eskol marecha sabriya baruch. Our purpose is to take the physical world and directly connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by acknowledging that it's from Hashem, by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be involved with it. When people worship the Avodah Zarah, they flip the whole thing. The physical world is supposed to be something that we act upon. We act upon the physical world. It's the object. We're the subject. We can't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make us the subject. How could something as large as the sun be an object? And little me is the subject. But that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. That Dafka, the lowest being amongst these great beings in the world, is the one he wants to hear from, and he wants to hear from directly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan b'yad ha'adam koach zeh v'talah bo es kol chelkei abriya. God has given us this power and has given us the entire physical world in our hands. U'b'yad ha'adam l'romeim es kol hanivraim, af es ha'malachim mishar kochos haruchniim. Even the malachim are just there to serve us ultimately. The praise that they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing compared to the praise that we can give him. V'zos ba'avodaso hatama es haboreis baruch bovad v'lo es haloso. And that's what it means to just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to serve anything else. V'zeu mimahus inyan ha-korban. Ha'adam mekarev es habriya kula l'shorsha li'yichudo shalom. And that's what we do when we take a korban. We take the physical world and say the physical world is not something that is between us and you. The physical world is something we act on in our service of you. We control the physical world. We bring the physical world next to you. We're the next closest thing to you. Not the things in the sky. Not even the angels. Tfisas ovdei kochavim hu yachas richuk. The way of the Oved Avodah Zarah, the world view, again, what he's trying to show is that Avodah Zarah wasn't just worshiping a different God. In fact, much of Avodah Zarah was worshiping our God. The difference between Avodah Zarah and Torah is not the difference between serving that or serving this, serving God or serving something else. It's a way of serving. It's a way of serving. Tfisa sa'ovde kochavim hu yachas richuk, zarut v'nifradut. The whole essence of Avodah Zarah was distance between the person and the God. And that's exactly what the idol was. The idol was like a wall that I put up, so I don't need to deal with you directly. I could deal with something else. The sun was something that I could deal with and not deal with you. There's a fascinating chapter in several of Rabbi Sachs's books where he talks about the ziggurats. Did I pronounce it correctly? Ziggurats? What did the temples of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah look like? There was like one stone on the top, and then there were four stones and eight stones. It was built like steps. That's what the ancient temples looked like in Mesopotamia. Why did they look like that? I never knew. So Rabbi Sachs says that the reason was because the top represented the king. And the king maybe could have some sort of an interface with the gods. And beneath that was the layer of the priests. And beneath that, the layer of the nobility. And beneath that, the layer of the common person. The whole way that Avodah Zarah functioned, it was a different type of worship. It wasn't just worshiping a different force. It was a worship that said, you can't get close to the Godhead. You can't interact directly with God. And by the way, that was very helpful. Because if everyone could interact with a non-God, they would realize it was a non-God. Part of the way that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah kept their power was by having a very small group of people pretend that there was something that wasn't there, that wasn't eating the food that the people brought to it, that wasn't doing the miracles that were ascribed to it. So it was very convenient. Right? As our God has nothing to hide. He's not looking to be worshipped by a small group of people only. He's looking for everybody to be able to serve him. Shorish inyan zeh munach b'machus avodasam. Ein zu avoda klal al yidat emes. The worship that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah have is not really worship. It's not service. Inyanah hu lehorid shefa lehamshich bracha lemilui ritzonam. The whole idea of Avodah Zarah was you keep the gods happy, they'll do good with you. It wasn't about a relationship. There wasn't a relationship. It was simply a transactional sort of relationship. If the relationship was transactional, it didn't matter if you had any connection to this god. You just had to make sure to get the gods what they needed so they'd be happy and give you stuff in return. Ovdim hem et atzmam. Milui ta'avasehem usheifosehem. What were they really serving? They were serving themselves. They wanted to have proper crops, and the way to do it was to bring sacrifices to the gods. So they brought sacrifices to the gods. They didn't have any respect for the gods. They just feared the gods. They knew the gods were responsible for their future. As it says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, ha-rishayim miskaimim al Eloheihem. The rishayim don't actually respect their gods. They're on top of their gods. As the pasuk says, Uparocholem, famous in Parshas Miketz, for who omeid al hayor. In this vision that Paro has, he's standing on the Nile, but the Nile was worshipped by them as a deity. He's standing on his god. But that's the point. It was a transactional relationship. They believed they could force the gods to do what they wanted if they acted a certain way towards the gods. Ulatava yivakesh nifrad. Interesting use of that pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says that people who are looking to fill their taivas are not going to be community people. They're not going to be around other people. They're not going to be part of the community. But here he's understanding it means that if you're looking to fulfill your taiva, you're going to separate. You're not going to have a relationship with God. You're just going to make sure he gets what he wants. Ulekach nifradim heim b'mahusam kabir Rashi ala pasuk kol nefesh lebeis Yaakov haba mitzrayim mashivim nefesh. It says by Yaakov that there were 70 what? Nefesh. Nefesh, singular. Umatzasi bevayikaraba Esav sheish nefashos hayulo vakasav koreosam nefashos. When it talks about Esav, there were only 6, not 70, and it says they were nefashot, plural. Why? Lefishayu ovdin leelohut harbe. Because they each served, there was no bringing everything together towards one purpose, towards one god. It was all transactional. I worship this god, I worship that god, this one provides me this one provides me that. Lahavdil me'am ha-miyachadim, lahavdil me'am ha-miyachadim, next paragraph, goy echad ha-miyachadim shemo echad. We're supposed to be one people who connect with God, who say there's only one God. Avodasam tachlisa hu ispatlus the ratzon yichudu shel olam. Our job is not to get God to do what we want, but to get us to do what God wants. To get us to do what God wants. To take care of Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to take care of ourselves. I've spoken about this in the past, that the study of Kabbalah today, the popular study of Kabbalah today, the Madonna minion for Kabbalah. Why do so many of these stars love Kabbalah? What's the lure of it? Well, very simply put, the revealed Torah, the Kabbalah, let's start with, the Kabbalah, we know there's a revealed Torah and there's a hidden Torah. There's a Nistar and there's a Nigla. For the most part, the hidden Torah is how God deals with us. The secrets of how God interacts with the world. The revealed Torah, for the most part, is how we're supposed to interact with God. The revealed Torah is our responsibilities to Him. The hidden Torah is a glimpse into how He does things for us, which should therefore not surprise us that people who primarily live, who have been trained over their experiences to live for themselves, are very fascinated by Kabbalah. It makes very, very few demands on you. But the revealed Torah is about what we sacrifice for him, not what he is going to give us. Finally, Tachlis Inyan HaAvoda. Whoops, whoa. Tachlis Inyan HaAvoda, Kiruv HaBriya LiYichudo Shel Olam Tikkun HaBriya. The ultimate purpose of our Avoda is to bring the creation, to bring it together and to tie it to the one God. Tachlis Inyan HaAvoda Zu HaEsh. The tachlis of karbanos, and karbanos we said was about fire. Why is karbanos about fire? We said because fire is the willingness to be destroyed in front of something greater. He hispatlus ha'adam ki'ilu hu nishchat al gavi mizbeach. The idea of our service of Hashem is to put ourselves away, to put ourselves aside. The whole idea of Ovdei Avodah Zarah was my needs. The whole idea of Yiddishkeit is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol has needs. And we spent 2 weeks trying to explain, we can't really say that, but that's the way he created a world that it's supposed to seem. He makes it as if he has needs and he needs us to fix it. He needs us to do him a favor. And that's what is the difference between our service of him and the service of Avodah Zarah. V'abriya kula hanitleis be'inyonu v'hanifeles al yidei maisav l'boris baruch. Avodah zu me'achedes es hanivriyim hanivrayim kulam. What does this do? This brings everything together. If the purpose of my service is to serve myself, then worship tears us apart. If what I get out of serving God is personal benefit, then the whole act of worship is going to emphasize the fact that this is what I need and this is what you need. As long as we need the same thing, it's going to work out great. If we both want rain for our crops and we live in that kind of society, then yes, we'll come together and we'll serve our Avodah Zarah because it happens to be that our desires align. But if the purpose of the world is to ignore our own needs, is to say, I'm not important. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's important? Then service will naturally bring us together. Serve us, the more we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we de-emphasize what we need personally. And the more that we will band together, no matter what it takes, in order to be able to serve him. To bring everything together. HaYesodos v'hamalachim, hadomeim, hatzomeach, hachai v'hamadab l'tachlis echad. To bring everything to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach shekol habriya. Wow, did they mess up that piece? I can't even remember what it is. Liyached liyichudo. To bring everything else in order to establish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Okay, we'll continue with the next chapter, the next mistake of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Next week. Have a nice week.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.